Hello and welcome to Health Commune. Health Commune is a platform built with the aim of providing simplified, accurate, authentic, and patient-centric health information to everyone. We hope to build a healthier world by bridging the information gap between doctors, people, and the healthcare industry. Stay tuned to keep yourself informed about everything you need to know about health. Are you suffering from coronary artery disease? The leading cause of death in India is cardiovascular disease, with coronary artery disease topping the list. Find out everything you need to know about this condition, including its causes, risk factors, prevention, diagnosis, and treatment here. What is coronary artery disease? Coronary artery disease, or CAD, is when the coronary arteries, which are the arteries that supply oxygenated blood to the heart, become narrow due to a buildup of plaque. As a result, the heart receives less blood supply, which can lead to a heart attack. What is atherosclerosis? Atherosclerosis is the gradual formation and deposition of plaque in the innermost layer of an artery. This process takes years and can be divided into different stages. First, fatty streaks. These are the earliest indications of atherosclerosis. Fat molecules start accumulating inside the blood vessels and activate your body's defense mechanisms. Your white blood cells come to this area in response and surround the fat molecules, which further aggravates the inflammation in your blood vessels. Stable plaque formation. As the previous process continues, fat molecules and WBCs continue to get deposited in this area and are surrounded by scar tissue, which is called as fibrous cap. This can bulge into the lumen of the artery and cause it to become narrower, thereby reducing the blood flow to the heart. Third stage is unstable or high-risk plaque formation. As the inflammation continues, the plaque becomes unstable and has a high risk of rupturing. When this happens, it can lead to a heart attack or sudden death. What are the risk factors of coronary artery disease? You are at an increased risk of developing coronary artery disease if you are a man over the age of 45 years, you are a woman who is past her menopause, your cholesterol levels are high, especially if high LDL levels and low HDL levels are present, your blood pressure is higher than normal, you suffer from diabetes, you are overweight or obese, you lead a sedentary lifestyle, you smoke regularly, you have a family member suffering from heart disease, or you have high stress levels. What are the symptoms of coronary artery disease? If you have coronary artery disease, you may experience angina pectoris, which is the medical terminology for chest pain associated with heart disease, easy fatigability that gets worse with exertion and is relieved on taking rest, heart attack if there is a severe obstruction of the coronary arteries, anxiety, sweating, palpitations, breathlessness, fainting, nausea, and vomiting. The symptoms of angina pectoris include constriction or squeezing type of chest pain, radiating to the arm, throat, jaw, or back, which lasts for around 5 minutes, which may be provoked by exercise, excitement, stress, cold weather, or even eating, and is relieved with rest. The symptoms of heart attack are similar to angina, except that it usually lasts for more than 20 minutes, it increases in intensity, and it does not get better with rest. Women tend to experience less typical symptoms of heart attacks, such as pain in the neck, jaw, or abdomen, heartburn, anxiety, or sweating. If you are experiencing any of the above symptoms, go to a hospital immediately. How is coronary artery disease diagnosed? Your doctor may perform the following tests for the diagnosis of coronary artery disease. First is ECG or electrocardiography. In this, you are connected to 12 leads or electrodes that measure the electrical activity of your heart and detect any irregularities or abnormalities. Second, cardiac stress test or treadmill test. In this, you will be asked to walk on a treadmill as an ECG records your heart activity. It's done in case you are experiencing any symptoms or have a family history of the disease. It's important to note that your doctor will not prescribe this if you have an ongoing episode of heart attack, uncontrolled or severe symptoms of heart disease or advanced heart failure. Third, stress echocardiography. This combines the treadmill stress test with echocardiography to capture the dynamic motions of your heart. Fourth, cardiac catheterization and angiogram. If you have a strongly positive stress test and your doctor thinks you require some sort of intervention, your doctor can prescribe this procedure. Your doctor inserts a long, flexible tube through one of the blood vessels in your groin and guides it into your heart. Then, they inject a dye through this tube to visualize the blood supply to your heart and detect any blockage. Fifth, laboratory tests. These include blood tests to detect your blood cholesterol levels, markers that indicate any injury or damage to your heart, your blood sugar levels, etc. How is coronary artery disease treated? Your doctor will recommend a combination of medicines and lifestyle changes to decrease your risk of developing a full-fledged heart attack. These include drugs. These drugs can relieve your symptoms and prevent your disease from getting worse. These include nitrates. These drugs cause your blood vessels to dilate and reduce the blood pressure and workload of your heart, as well as provide greater oxygen support to your heart muscles. These tablets can be placed on your tongue whenever you are experiencing symptoms, and they usually relieve the pain within 2 to 3 minutes. Then, beta blockers. These reduce the workload on the heart by blocking beta receptors, causing it to beat more slowly, as well as reducing the blood pressure. Next, calcium channel blockers. They prevent the entry of calcium into the heart and blood vessels and reduces the workload on the heart, causes it to beat more slowly and reduces your blood pressure. Next, potassium channel activators. These drugs cause the potassium channels to open and cause blood vessels to relax. There are certain other drugs that help relieve the symptoms and prevent the complications of coronary artery disease, like low-dose aspirin, clopidogrel, statins, which are meant to reduce the levels of bad cholesterol in the body. In addition to these, you may have lifestyle modifications that your doctor will advise to you. These include a healthy diet, maintaining a normal weight, bringing your blood pressure, cholesterol and glucose levels under control, and in some cases, you may be recommended to undergo a surgery. When do I need surgery for coronary artery disease? If you have a severe block in your coronary artery, you will be asked to undergo either an angioplasty or a coronary artery bypass grafting or CABG. In angioplasty, your doctor introduces a thin, long tube called catheter through a blood vessel in your groin or arm and guides it to your heart. A radiopaque dye is injected to visualize the site of the block, and a small balloon is inflated at the site, which widens the block and restores the blood flow. In CABG, the blocked artery is bypassed and a new connection is made to restore blood flow to your heart. How can I prevent coronary artery disease? you can make simple lifestyle modifications to decrease your risk. These include bringing your blood pressure under control, controlling your cholesterol levels, which means reducing the bad cholesterol and increasing the levels of good cholesterol in your body. By controlling your diabetes, quitting your habit of smoking, consuming alcohol in moderation, exercising regularly, getting routine health checkups, and by reducing stress through meditation, breathing exercises, and yoga. What are the complications of heart attack? Complications of a heart attack include heart failure, rupture of your heart wall, various types of arrhythmias or irregular rhythm patterns of your heart, formation of blood clots in your body, stroke, aneurysm or dilatation of your heart, increased chances of getting subsequent heart attacks. That's all. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to Health Commune to know more.